Last spring, the Nature Conservancy in Arkansas announced the acquisition of a 4,500-acre private ranch along the spring-fed Kings River, 5 miles southeast of Eureka Springs. Appraised at $50 million and purchased for $10 million, preserves now TNC's 41st in Arkansas. Like any new purchased property, however, there's work to be done to restore it. That's where Mike Houston comes in. He's TNC's new director of philanthropy in Arkansas, based in the chapter's Ozark Highlands office near Wilson Park in Fayetteville, and he's been to the Kings River Preserve.
I have. We've been out there a number of times and taken a number of our friends and donors and volunteers out for a number of tours. It's one of the most beautiful places in the state, and our donors really love it and are excited to get out and see it.
Houston, along with Associate State Director Tim Snell, take guests hiking and floating on the crystal green waters, which due to erosion can occasionally silt up.
Well, the Kings River, we've been able to purchase over 4,000 acres of the Kings and 7 miles of river frontage. And so there are a number of spots on the river that where we're going to be focusing our stream bank restoration work. We're really trying to reduce the amount of sediment that flows into the to the river. As you may know, the Kings provides a lot of drinking water to a lot of the population in northwest Arkansas and southern Missouri. And so we are really working hard to try to stabilize the banks, reduce that sediment, and really shore up the riparian zones along the banks of the river with some tree planting and provide some stabilization for the river.
And in late August, international agricultural company Cargill donated $7,000 to help.
It is the first chunk of money, and we're actively raising money to continue the work and to supplement what we've already done. And so that's part of the reason we like to get our friends and donors out so they can see the good work we're doing and help hopefully entice them to get on board and support what we're doing.
The Kings flows year-round north into Table Rock Lake and is a popular recreation destination, especially for floating and smallmouth bass fishing. Mike Houston says the Cargill gift will begin the riparian reforestation program along the Kings River.
And not only with their financial resources, but also with employee time. So we look forward to having them out in the winter in 2011, and they'll be out working with Tim Snell and getting that project started.
Cargill employee volunteers will plant certain trees and plants along the riverbanks to stabilize them. Their labor will help reduce sediment, which can clog up gravel beds and reduce oxygen in the water. Mike Houston says that Cargill is among a growing group of businesses in Arkansas that are part of the Nature Conservancy and Arkansas Corporate Council for Conservation.
Yeah, the corporate council is really just it's a collection of corporations and businesses across the state who are like-minded and want to be a part of conserving this great state and giving of their gifts and of their employee time. And so we've got approximately 100 businesses. Cargill is one of our newest members, and we're glad to have them. But our goal is not to stop there. We need more, and we'll be working to identify others and leverage Cargill's gift to get others involved.
The state of Arkansas designated the Kings River an extraordinary resource water body, protecting it from dams and gravel mining. Of 20,000 stream miles in the state, only 1,500 have this assignment. And in a company release, Stephanie Burrows, chair of Cargill's Care Council in Springdale, said the company is committed to protecting and conserving the environment and recognizes the importance of environmental stewardship. It also encourages other businesses in Arkansas to donate their time and money toward restoring and maintaining the beautiful Kings River Preserve. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.